definitely good to be back. Good to see all the coaches, personnel, and getting to see some of the players that are all coming in. So it's been good.
Kyle said he didn't even bother going upstairs yet because he figured they were so busy. Did you venture up there?
Yeah, I went up there. They're running around. It's pretty wild. It's going to be a crazy week. You know, everybody knows it. To see where everybody ends up landing. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, who did you talk to, and what did they say?
I just talked to TD and Coach Linehan, too. So I'm going to go head back up there and talk to Schwartz here in a minute. But just excited about the year. You know, I feel like we're in a pretty good position. Got a lot of guys coming back that understand the system. Obviously, I have a couple, you know, young guys and to catch up and get going. But other than that, you know, we're excited about it. We feel good.
And on a personal level, how will you approach camp this year? How will you physically and all that work your way into camp this year? Will it be any different than any other?
Dive right in. Yeah. I feel 100%. You know, I'm ready to go. So, you know, whatever they have us doing, I'm going to be first in line.
Kyle said he'd make a few calls to maybe recruit some guys. You plan on making any calls? Did you talk to any guys in the offseason about joining this team?
Yeah, I talked to some guys. Maybe have coaches make a couple calls here and there. I don't know. We'll see. Depends on who they want and if I can help. And hopefully I can. That'd be great.
What's your selling point? What do you tell the guys whenever you're talking to them about why they should join the Lions?
Well, it depends. You know, it depends on what position they are. If they're a receiver, then you know, they're going to, you know, have a bunch of great guys around them and, you know, that kind of thing. If they're on defense, you know, you got a great D-line coming back and opportunities to play in other places. So, it depends.
Wouldn't you be the selling point? I mean, you throwing to them, to the wide receiver, I mean, would that be the selling point?
That's part of it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not taking all the credit. I mean, it's you know, they get to play with a lot of great receivers and tight ends, too. So, it's a win-win for people.
Do you feel there's even during the lockout there was a buzz about this team? Do you feel the same way that this is not the same old Lions or even the Lions when you were drafted? You know, that people are talking about this team differently.
Well, we've had a lot of new players come in. You know, we have a lot of different personnel than we did even 2 years ago when I was first drafted. We have a good young nucleus, a lot of good players coming around, and with a good mix of some veterans. And I think we have enough guys coming back that know our system to where we feel pretty comfortable about it.
What about the contending now in the NFC North with Chicago and Minnesota and so on?
It's a tough division. You know,
and Green Bay, I forgot about the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl, but whatever. I'm just messing with you. It's a ton of talent in this division, you know. Great coaching staffs, great players, teams that have done it for a while, too. So it's going to be a fun division to play in. You know, that's the way you want it. You want to play against the best as much as you can, and we're going to have that opportunity.
Can you get much done before Friday here, or what will you do?
I've been working out. You know, I just worked out today and met with the coaches. Probably going to meet with them and work out again tomorrow, and then, you know, Thursday's kind of our our report date and physicals and all that kind of stuff. So I'll do as much as I can. Depends on who shows up and what they're willing to do, too.
Is there any way for you to gauge how much the offense missed without having the OTAs, just in terms of continuity, timing, whatever? I mean, can you get that back fairly quickly?
It's tough to judge. You know, I'd like to think that our two weeks that we spent together helped out a lot, you know, get guys thinking again, but you know, it's been a while since the last one, so you never really know. I do know that we, you know, ended on a good note last year, and those 2 weeks were great for us. Hopefully we can carry some of that momentum into this week and get it going again.
All set?
Is all this went on, did you have any concern about whether you would miss any real time in your training camp or the exhibition season? I mean, as a league. In other words, was it agonizing at all? Or?
Yeah, I mean, not knowing when it was over when it was going to be over was the worst part about it. Having to kind of feel like you had to be by your phone at all times because you never really knew. It's over now. We're playing football, so that's all that matters.
Matthew, on paper, it looks like this offense is loaded. Can you talk about just the different weapons that you guys are going to have to work with this year?
Yeah, we have a ton of great weapons, you know. Two really good tight ends, a third that's probably better than most twos out there. You know, they each have their unique skill set, and are all three are really good players, and you know, we have some receivers. Obviously, Calvin, that's everybody knows about, made the Pro Bowl last year, great player, coming back for us. Nate, who you know, has an unbelievable role in our offense and does it a great, does his job very well. You know, excited to see some of the young guys. Titus is a draft pick that we, you know, we picked up, and from what I've seen, you know, can run, is explosive, got good hands, so I'm excited about him. And then, you know, some of the guys in our backfield are going to be pretty good too. You know, Javid, when he was healthy last year, was as explosive as any back, you know, I've ever played with. And, you know, getting a chance to see LeShore some in the last couple weeks that we had those mini camps, he looks the part. You know, it's up to those guys, and it's up to us to bring him along and help him learn and get comfortable with our system. But, you know, if you look at tape and you look at what we have on paper, it could be pretty good.
As a quarterback, what kind of confidence does that give you, thinking about all the different ways that you can stretch a defense?
Oh, that's nice. You know, it's definitely the way you want it to be as a quarterback. You know, you don't want teams knowing where you're going with the ball, and I feel like we've done a good job of spreading the ball around. A bunch of guys had a bunch of catches last year. I don't know what the number was. I think it was five guys had over 60 catches or something like that. And, you know, that's tough to do in the NFL, and we did a great job of it. You know, coaches scheming it and players executing it.
Last year, you half referenced it. How was the shoulder anyway?
Oh, it feels great.
Last year, you were talking about improving your touchdown to interception ratios going into training camp in the season. This year, what do you feel you need to prove going into camp into the season?
You know, going into camp, I just want to, you know, get back into it and, you know, hopefully hit the ground running as fast as I can. And then, you know, during the season, I want to be there. You know, that's the biggest thing that I haven't been able to, you know, be lucky enough to do the last couple of years is play. And, you know, I think if I can get out there and stay healthy, then, you know, I don't have to make any predictions. I feel like my play will do the talking for me.